Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. I want to talk to you a little bit about my DAX blocked me on everything. Why is this? This is quite a common topic that comes up, and I really wanted to highlight some key reasons that this tends to take place and sort of help you gain insight and understand it a little bit more. Before I dive in, we have a 7-day free trial to our All Access Pass. You can use clicking the link below. And if you are going through a breakup, you can check out our How to Heal from a Breakup course. It's a really powerful course for shortening that amount of time in the breakup that you have to feel bad. And it will take you through a series of steps in about an hour and a half of content that you can literally fill out throughout the course as you're going that will help you save so much time on like healing from a breakup and take you from a really low place if you're going through that right now into a place of like closure and peace and understanding. And of course, you can still have like unmet needs and miss the person, but it will also give you action steps to even move in the direction of what those needs are so that you can heal further and actually come out of the breakup like the thriving version of yourself long term. So that first hour and a half, you should see a really powerful shift that really like releases a lot of bad feelings. And then it'll give you in the next steps for that last 20% of healing that's left, direction, strategies, what to do so you can get to a really good place and have grown through the entire process. So anyways, you can actually check that out for free using the link below. And you have a free trial for 7 days, which will give you more than enough time to work through that course. So with that being said, when a DAX blocks somebody off of everything, honestly, generally it's because they are hurting. There can be exceptions to this rule. Sometimes they'll block if somebody's reaching out to them too much and they're trying to send a message or shut down. Sometimes they'll block if they feel really shamed, like by something that they did, feel like they messed up and they just feel embarrassed and just want to get away from that feeling. But for the most part, dismissive avoidance, they won't really think to do stuff like that. Because if they're healing and hurting, they're kind of focusing on themselves, like sort of involving themselves in their creature comfort. So if they are in pain enough where they're like really missing somebody, that's when they'll go to a great extent to be like, let me shut down my social media. Let me not have to run into this person on social media, look at them, you know, look at their pictures, think about them. And it's their way of trying to soothe themselves, essentially, is to get as far away from their bad feelings as possible by trying to get as far away from the person that's causing those feelings of longing or missing as possible. And so generally what I'll see is when dismissive avoidance go to that great length to do something, unless it's right after a fight or to make a point, it's usually because they're hurt and they're actually having a harder time than you may realize to process the breakup, to heal, and to be able to move on. And, you know, dismissive avoidance, they may take longer to feel right after a breakup, but sometimes it can be the longest attachment style to heal. Around surface relationships, not the case, but when they've really made a connection and a bond, because it's really hard for them to open up in the first place. I've often seen that it's actually most difficult for a dismissive avoidant to reconnect, to heal, to get back together with somebody, to get over somebody. Because they sort of feel like, oh my gosh, it took me so long to open myself up. I don't want to do it again. So some important things to keep in mind, and what you can do as well is ask yourself, like, what stories am I telling around this? Am I taking it personally? Am I making it mean that, you know, I'm rejected, I'm exiled, I'm not good enough? And question those stories, because a lot of the time it's actually, hey, just my ex is having a hard time coping. And this is the strategy they're using to soothe themselves. Because that's what DAs do. They push away their feelings. They repress their feelings or things associated with feelings. So they don't have to get brought up and feel them in those more extreme cases when they are really hurting over somebody. So I hope this makes sense. I hope it answers your question. Thank you for watching and for being here. Please like, share, and subscribe to this channel if you haven't already and you hang out. I would really appreciate it. And I will see you in the next video.